delegation of deacons from a hard-shell congregation called on Parson Brown. Seemed that someone had volunteered information about some scandal that was going around, and they thought was really unbecoming to a preacher, and begged him to state his case. He looked them all over one by one, and then told them to their face, "Brother, it ain't nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching's through. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Leave me alone. What I do in church, you all can see. So never mind worrying about me privately. It is nobody's business but my own." I hope you heard me. Delegation of deacons couldn't come to no conclusion, that is, about the case in hand. They didn't argue too much because they figured they might lose him, and they all liked their preaching man. So, at last, they come to the pint and told him, "You have to stop or resign." He says, "Now, brothers, I ain't no diplomat, but listen here, let me tell you all what's on my mind. It ain't nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching suits. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Just leave me alone. There's a time to preach and a time to shout. There's a time a man's got other things he wants to think about. And it ain't nobody's business but my own. Think about yourself, because it takes nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching suits. So kindly, please, stop messing around my home. Just leave me alone. When a flock of sisters seek my dough, your deacons get sold, but it ain't nobody's business but my own. Now, do you hear me? Good evening, good night, goodbye."